We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, How to Seek the Lord. Today's meditation was written by Pastor Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalms 34, 4 to 5. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. I have just read from the King James Version. Desmond was in a very precarious financial situation. He had just suffered a major disappointment that was going to cost him a lot of money, and he had several bills due. After completing a government contract, he was expecting his final payment when a change in government caused all payments to be delayed. He literally could not afford this delay. So many bills were now due. Desmond had some influential connections, and he decided to rely on them. The more he tried to get help, the more frustrated he became. Although he and his wife prayed about the situation every day, he did not truly seek the Lord. His real trust was in his well-connected friends. After yet another disappointment from a powerful associate who didn't want to get involved for political reasons, Desmond broke down and cried to the Lord in desperation. That was when the Holy Spirit revealed to him that he had never genuinely sought the Lord about the matter. At first he wanted to disagree, but the Holy Spirit helped him understand that those who seek the Lord go to him first and trust him completely to solve the problem. Desmond, however, had gone to his friends first and only prayed that God would bless his plan. When he repented and truly put the Lord first, everything changed. What seemed impossible happened. The governor suddenly changed his mind and ordered that all pending payments be released immediately. The same administration that had planned to delay payments for audits was now in a hurry to clear all dues. Many believers suffer unnecessarily because they do not seek the Lord. They only pray that he will prosper their own designs. A heart that seeks the Lord goes to him first and draws wisdom from him about what to do. Many times he will guide us into his plan and wisdom to solve that situation. Some other times he would simply ask us to be still and watch him do wonders because of us. God is far more powerful than we often realize, and there is nothing he cannot do. Go into today remembering that seeking the Lord begins with a heart posture that puts him first and trusts him completely. When any situation arises, go to the Lord first and pray until his peace replaces the anxiety in your heart. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 1 Chronicles 15 to 19. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.